Hello, this is Pastor Merv McNair, and again, I want to welcome you to A Little Grace to Grow. And today, we're going to look at Job chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. And the title of this podcast is, There is Hope. As we begin the new year, I really want you to have hope. And you got a reason to. Don't look at the economy. Don't look at the politics. Don't let the culture determine it. But there's something else you can look to that certainly can give you some hope. Now listen to these verses. Job chapter 14, verse 7 through 9. The Bible says, For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Notice what the text says. The Word of God is telling us about a tree being cut down. And I've got an illustration of this here in a little bit. But of a tree being cut down and given up for dead. But then all of a sudden something happens. Water. Water is near. And apparently the tree can smell that water. And as that tree smells that water, it begins to reach its roots toward the water. And as that gets a hold of the water, it begins to grow again. Slowly but surely, it begins to thrive from within. And eventually it comes out. It says, yet through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. A number of years ago in our backyard, we had a weeping willow tree, and I love a weeping willow tree, and I wish we could have kept it. The problem is it was directly underneath a power line. I mean, it was right next to the pole. And every year, I would see that thing getting closer and closer to the power line. Well, the day came, we had to cut that thing down. It was a bummer, but we had to cut it down. It was in the power line. So we cut it down and left it alone. Well, I kind of forgot about it. It looked like it was withering and dying away, but 4 or 5 years passed, and we had rain, and water accumulated back there quite a bit. And the next thing I knew as I started paying attention to that old stump was these fresh boughs coming forth from the stump. And I thought, well, no problem. We let it go. And it didn't take but another 2-3 years. That thing was back up in the power line. It was back in the power line. Why? Well, it smelled water. That crazy thing would not die because it could find water. Now, I want to present something to you. You may feel like your life has been cut short. Your dreams have now faded away. The troubles and trials of life have taken their toll on you physically, mentally, and spiritually. You now feel withered and you're finding it difficult to enjoy life. By all appearances, your life looks like it's over, just like that weeping willow stump. Many of your closest friends seem to have given up on you, or maybe they've gone on to heaven. You may have given up on yourself. Well, hold on, friend. Hold on, because I smell water. You see, in John chapter 4, verse 13 through 14, the Lord Jesus told a woman who was getting water herself, as she was getting water at the well in Samaria, and Jesus said to her that whosoever would drink of the water that she was getting, they'd thirst again. Well, that's the world's water. And he went on to say this, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give, said Jesus, in him it'll be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ has water available to give you hope, to put new life in you. Jesus loves you right now as you are. He cares about you right now. He's got a plan and purpose for your life, but you need to look to him. His water is for your soul, for your spirit. Drink this water and allow it to fill you. It will restore life to you. It will reveal life in you, just like that weeping willow tree. John 7, verse 37 and 38, the Lord Jesus was in the tabernacle, and the Bible says this: in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. Let's go back real quickly. Let's consider a few characters in the Bible. David had hit a low point in his life. Even his own men had thought about killing him. I mean, he was depressed. He was discouraged. His family had been robbed and pilfered. But David smelled water. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, the Bible says, "And David encouraged himself in the Lord." He went to that old water pot from glory, and he filled up and got grace, and God restored his spirit. And he was able to get back what had been taken. He was able to restore the trust that had been lost. He was able to regain the reputation that he had once had amongst his men. He smelled water. Over and over and over again in the New Testament, when you look at the Apostle Paul, who had went through trouble and trial and scourging and forsaking, and he talks about it, and he talks about his spirit being troubled. You wonder, how's a guy like that keep rebounding? How's he keep getting back up when it seems like he keeps getting knocked down? One particular instant, they had threw rocks at him, left him for dead, and drug him out of the city of Lystra. Everybody thought he was dead, and the next thing you know, he got up and he went back in and started preaching again. How on earth does a guy like that do that? See, he had his nose in the right direction. He could smell water. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. I don't care where you're at financially. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. The Lord wants to give you hope. Now, he's going to give you hope, and he'll give you instruction. As long as you got the Bible available, friend, I can smell water. You know, as long as you're making a step in the right direction, I smell water. I believe there's hope for the Christians of America, because as long as they keep showing up, as long as they keep witnessing, oh my mercy, there's hope. Well, I trust that this year you're going to get as close to Christ as you've ever been in your life. And you're going to see God do great things through you for his glory, for your welfare. I hope you have a great day. Till we talk again.